Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. Mr. Gens is back in studio with us. And again, that phone number, 258-3688, online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. How's Kevin doing?
Oh, good. Kevin's doing well. Did you miss me when I was gone? Or
when were you gone?
No. That's a line I usually pull on people. Exactly. You were gone.
Kevin did a nice job,
yep.
Niles.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, he's a good public speaker.
Now,
that's why he's on board.
Kevin, don't take this the wrong way, but you're no Niles Gens.
That's probably a good thing.
Okay, all right. Thought I'd give you the opportunity. I know that he was doing some Social Security workshops over at the library. How'd that thing turn out?
He was overflowed.
Really?
So he did a workshop last night at the library, packed room.
Yeah.
Another one is coming Tuesday, April 9th, is full.
Yeah.
He did a overflow on May 1st. That's full. And they're looking for a book another date somewhere in May for the overflows of the overflows.
And it's all about Social Security, right?
Correct. Correct. So Kevin is doing the speaking there. Obviously, time restraints. I can't be doing all the speakings.
Two places at one time yet?
I haven't quite figured that one out yet. It could clone me, but the people probably don't want that. So he does a fantastic job. He's done public speaking for years. So Social Security events are full. If you want to get on a wait list, you're more than welcome to give us a call, 320-258-3688. Now, our normal regular workshops, we do touch on Social Security there also, but probably spend less than 10 minutes on Social Security at those events. But again, we do cover Social Security. So the normal workshops are in the month of April. April 10th at Rockwoods down in the Otsego area. April 11th, the very next day at the Poor Wine and Bistro. Mm-hmm. April 18th at the Coyote Moon, and April 23rd at the Holiday Inn. All on our website, Gents, G-E-N-T-Z, financial.com. You can RSVP there. Staff will reach out to you the next day or so, saying they got your reservation and all that good stuff.
You know, it's interesting to me, Niles, because these are not secrets that you are sharing with people when it comes to Social Security, but it is one of the hardest things to understand sometimes.
People can make twists and turns with anything.
Yeah.
Okay. And people, they'll hear something either with the boys having coffee at Perkins at 3 o'clock. There's an expert comes on board. He should be talking about this stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
But somebody will put their spin on it and, oh, that's the way it is. Or heaven forbid, somebody watches TikTok and that's the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different twists and turns when it comes to Social Security. It's something you really, really need to get serious about when it comes to retirement, because you don't have a do-over. Once you activate that thing and get it rolling, it's rolling, okay?
Yep.
So again, it's very important. I'm a Social Security age, of course. But I have no intention of turning my Social Security on until 70. But that's me.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Helene's not going to turn hers on until she's 67. But that's Helene, okay? So when I give examples at the workshops, I'm just giving you examples. It's not cut in stone. Your situation will be talked about when you come in the office.
Exactly right. Okay?
So before we get rolling on today's topics, please keep in mind that Kevin nor I or Niles Jr. or anybody else in the office, we're not attorneys.
Right.
We are getting some emails to the office asking very deep attorney-type questions.
Sure.
What we go over at our workshops and on the radio show is general information in nature, mm-hmm. okay? If it's specific, should you have this? Should you have this? Should you have this? What about this? If you dive too deep into the weeds, so to speak, you need to get an attorney, okay? If you don't know an attorney, we are more than happy to refer you to one.
You're not an attorney. You are not a CPA.
No.
But you are a financial advisor.
I am. So, but again, very knowledgeable, I believe, in lawyer type stuff. But if you really dive into the weeds on stuff, and really, we need to get attorneys involved, okay?
And he's got a Rolodex like no other, my friends.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about today, and then we have a lot of topics today that we will not have time to get through all of them, so we'll finish them up next week. So we're going to talk about 9 ways to spring clean your finances, 4 unseen icebergs that could sink your retirement plan. And then next week, we'll talk about when flying towards retirement, secure your own mask first, kind of like when you're flying on a plane.
True.
Four things to know about managing a loved one's finances, and also the true cost, the true hidden cost, I'm trying to say, of 401ks.
Gotcha. Okay?
So let's talk up spring cleaning. Spring cleaning, for most of us, think about, well, the garage has got all fall and winter stuff cluttered. I barely can get my Jeep in there anymore. So my wife has promised me she'll get her you-know-what stuff out of where it's supposed to be.
Yep.
Yeah, the Christmas decorations probably can go back where they're supposed to go
pretty
back.
Soon.
Maybe the Thanksgiving stuff can go back where it's supposed to go.
I don't know. Thanksgiving coming.
It
soon.
Is rolling around right around the corner, but I'd like to get my vehicle in the garage without having to squeeze in there, okay? So most of us think about spring cleaning our garage.
Yeah.
Maybe our house, get rid of some winter clothes that don't fit anymore or outdated or whatever. And then the yard work, and, you know, all of us got most of us have yard work. Okay?
Sure.
But for when it comes to finances, and in no particular order, but first off, do a credit check. Check your credit. Okay. There's three credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Experian,
TransUnion, and
I'll think of it at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Bob, okay. I'll call you. Okay.
By the way, I just did that, and my credit report varies from, let's see, this one to this one, but it's an 11-point difference.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
No.
Okay, that's good to know because they have the same information. I don't know why it would be.
That's nothing.
Okay.
Now, if it's 100-point swing, then I'd get excited about it.
All right.
So also, I recommend people get a hold of one of the credit bureaus and go to their website and freeze your credit. You ever done that, Bob?
I have not done that.
I think I tell you about
you
that.
You told me I should do that.
Maybe 10 years ago.
I have to start listening to you better.
You should. You should listen to the replays.
True.
But how to freeze your credit. For example, I froze Helene's and my credit years ago. Okay? So the way that works, if somebody gets a hold of your Social Security number or your other information, and they go down to Miller or Gilliland or somewhere else to buy a vehicle, and they run a credit report, what's going to happen? It's going to come back, your credit's froze, right?
Right.
So they're not going to borrow them the money for the car.
Right.
But what if it's you? What if it's you buying the car? All you need to do is go back onto that website, unfreeze your credit for a specific number of days, and then they can run your credit report. Okay? So again, I highly recommend you freeze your credit at all three credit bureaus. Okay? So that's number one. Number two, this still surprises me, even though we've been talking about it, there are better interest rates out there than there was even a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting in CDs in the bank, money market in the bank, passbook savings, if you would, earning less than 1%, there are interest rates out there north of 4%, 4.5%, 5%.
Right.
Please give us a call. We will help you find those interest rates. Niles Jr. heads up that department for our office, 320-258-3688.
Yep.
So if you have some savings at the bank that you're making a low rate of return on and you want something north of 4.5%, 5%, I don't know the exact numbers he does.
Okay? Right.
But there's better ways to make interest on your money. So, for example, if you had $100,000 in the bank at 1%, you're making $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
What if you can move it to a plan that paid you 5%? My math tells you just made $4,000 with a stroke of a pen.
Boom.
Easy peasy money, okay?
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, so again, get a better rate of return on your savings.
Okay. TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax.
There you go.
There it was. Go. And I didn't think of that myself. I have Mr. Google to thank for that.
I saw you.
Cheating.
I was a cheater over there. So again, go all three websites and freeze your credit.
Yep.
So again, number two, wrap that up, get a better savings rate on your cash.
Okay.
Number three, get rid of unwanted subscriptions. So for example, my wife and I have been getting National Geographic the last 3 years.
It's okay.
A phenomenal magazine.
Yes.
I just don't have time every month on that thick book. Very pretty pictures in all time, but I just don't have time to go through it.
Right.
It's like pulling teeth to stop that subscription, by the way.
No doubt. Okay?
But again, go through when you get your mail every week. You know, a lot of times we let our mail pile up till I got time to go through it on the weekends.
Yeah.
But look through it. Do I really need that magazine? And then look at your TV. Okay.
That's the one.
I looked at our Spectrum bill the other day.
Yeah.
All I could say on the radio is holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
Holy smokes is all I could think. So they're getting a call tomorrow, and we're going to holy smoke get some of that stuff away.
Yeah.
I don't need 300 channels.
No.
You know, give me 10 or give me 12 or go something like that.
Look at your
So get rid of it. Make sure there's not unnecessary charges on that. You may think, well, now as you're kind of nickel and diming things.
They add up.
Nickel and dimes turn into dollars after a while.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So get rid of unwanted subscriptions. Number four, if you got stuff laying around the property or the house that's not needed anymore, either get rid of it to the Salvation Army, get a tax deduction, get a receipt, or sell it. Get rid of stuff.
Yep.
All of us, myself and my wife and I included, got too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go in our house, there's too much stuff. You go out to the garage, too much stuff. Don't go out to the pole barn when it comes to stuff.
There's not too much stuff in your pole barn.
No, that, all that stuff is highly needed, although it's been triplicated in four times over.
You don't want to run out.
No, but again, so get rid of old stuff and turn it into cash. Number five, Bob, I think we talk about number five every week on the radio.
But I think we need to.
I think we need to. The debt. Debt is a four-letter word intentionally.
For sure.
I despise debt. I do get a challenge on occasion when I go to meetings for my industry where some people try to talk me into there's good debt. Good debt might be for a farmer or a business person who's expanding the business.
Yeah.
I think that's probably good debt because they're making their business bigger and more efficient.
Different write-offs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but for the average person who is a W-2 person, works for somebody on a salary, okay, debt's not good. First off, you probably can't write off the interest on your house.
Right.
You can't write off the interest on the car. You can't write off the interest on your credit cards. Okay.
Boy, we used to be able to.
We used to be able to, but I don't know how long ago.
80s. It was in the 80s when they took that away.
But again, debt, you were just talking about before we went on air.
Yeah.
The most successful people that I know, and I know a lot of people, are the ones that either have no debt whatsoever or very little. Okay. If you listen to your gentleman comes on at 6 o'clock at nights on KNSI, Dave Ramsey.
Yep.
What does he preach?
Get rid of debt.
Get rid of debt. Okay. He's a nationally syndicated show that tells you Captain Obvious.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And he's made himself quite wealthy by telling people this.
And what does that say about our knowledge of finances or how lazy we are?
Well, if you think about the credit card debt is going at one point, went over $1 trillion a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I think it's 1.2 last time I heard. And what's happening is that the interest is accruing on top of that.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, people are still using that plastic.
Oh.
So, for example, my wife and I are on vacation the last 2 weeks. That's why you didn't get to see me.
Yeah.
You use plastic when you're on vacation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I notified the one credit card that we were going to take with us to tell them that we were going to be gone. Okay. But even at that, we used it very, very sparingly. Okay. Because how much stuff do we need?
Right.
We didn't actually, the first trip we've ever went on where we brought nothing back for the kids.
Really?
And just a little trinket for all the grandkids.
Not even a t-shirt?
Nope. No.
Grandpa.
No $4 t-shirts that turn into a painting shirt somewhere.
True
down
enough.
The road, okay.
Yep.
So again, deal with your debt. So if you have credit cards, let's say you have, I think the average house is like 6 credit cards or 7, something like that.
Yeah.
So let's say it's 5 just for easy figuring. Find the one with the biggest balance on it. Be very aggressive in paying that off. Then find the one with the highest interest rate. Be aggressive paying that off and get rid of them. Okay. I have 2 credit cards.
Okay.
One for business, one for personal.
Okay.
So on the vacation we were just on was all personal, so that went with us.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, get rid of those credit cards, get those debts paid down, take advantage of point systems with credit cards. You know, if you pay them off every month, you get points, you get low interest, that type of stuff.
Sky miles, right?
Well, we use American Express, Delta American Express,
right?
And I've never used the points ever on it.
Right. So okay. Where are you taking me?
Well, not taking you anywhere, Bob, but somewhere we're going to make the trip of a lifetime by using those points to get us to where we want to go.
You ever been to Cape Canaveral? Watching those rockets take off?
You saw one land.
Did you?
The Endeavor. We saw them land when Natalie, well, the kids were still at home yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on in Florida at Kissimmee, we were staying
sure.
at. And we heard on the radio that the Endeavor was coming down the next day. So we drove over to...
Canaveral?
Yep. Drove over to Florida on
wow.
the coast side.
Yeah.
And drove over there. And we got there. You go through the museum and the gift shop. You got to buy stuff.
It's pretty there. Incredible, by the
it,
way.
It is. And then you said there was a delay, so yeah. we had to stick around for 2 hours. Then you stand on a platform, and they tell you, the speaker, here it comes. Look off to your left in front. There's a black dot. It's coming. That's it.
Yeah.
Then you hear the sonic boom, you know, boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
And it comes at you, and it makes a U-turn. Then it goes down. You don't see it land. That's covered by, they don't let you see it land.
Yeah. Security.
I don't know why, but yeah. But it's cool. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were kids, the sonic booms we used to hear?
Absolutely.
I hadn't heard one of those in 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have been seeing. Now, there's one coming to sink, a model.
Oh, yeah.
It's a model.
Yep. John Pearson bought this 60-foot rocket model that he's going to figure out how to get here. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Yep. So go see it. It is cool. Number six, we've talked about this many, many times. Everybody needs an estate plan. Every one of us somewhere down the road is either going to become disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Either we got mental incapacity or physically,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to die. There's no way to get out of this earth without dying.
Alive. Okay? Nobody makes it out.
So again, you need an estate plan. It doesn't have to be a full blown. It could be a simple document. But again, get an estate plan so people know first off what type of a service you want.
Mm-hmm.
I have people even to this day, they'll just throw me in the ground.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Not that easy, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But so if you're a veteran, please take advantage of the Veterans Administration. Your spouse is also eligible for a veterans service.
Mm-hmm.
But again, get things planned out. My wife and I are meeting with a client of ours in a couple weeks who designs headstones.
Oh, sure.
For a company out of Little Falls, I think.
Yeah.
So... Even us, we're going to get one getting engraved and made up and get it ready to go.
Don't let them put the last date in.
I don't.
Just wait on that one, okay? Niles Genz in studio with us. Their telephone number at Genz Financial Services, 258-3688. They are online at GenzFinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, GenzFinancial.com.
I thought you maybe heard something that I hadn't heard of yet. So again, number six, get an estate plan. Estate plan could consist of a will, could consist of a trust. Obviously needs a power of attorney and a health care directive, transfer on death deed. Now, I'm going to give you a story on the power of attorney.
Yes, sir.
My godmother, before we left our vacation, had a stroke. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be my dad's only sibling, so Uncle Melford's wife, Janice, had a stroke.
Right.
Okay? So when you have a stroke, she's now in a nursing home.
Right.
Melford has dementia.
Has dementia, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So one of their daughters went to the bank last Friday to do some juggling and some funds to start paying for the nursing home.
Right.
At $25,000 a month, I might add, for the two of them. Had the power of attorney form, showed it to them. Oh, we don't honor those. Why? It's over 5 years old. It doesn't say that on the power of attorney form expiration date. That's blank.
Mm-hmm.
There is no expiration of power of attorney forms.
How do you explain that to the bank?
Well, she called me and I said, what the, you know what?
Yeah.
I said, get a hold of your attorney and let them bark at him, okay? So for you folks out there, power of attorney forms do not expire. If anybody pulls that on you, tell them, please provide me the documentation showing me,
the bylaws or whatever.
The laws show me that these things expire.
Yeah.
Don't let them do that
right.
to you, okay?
Right.
Now, granted, it should keep your power of attorney somewhat current in case your kids move or name change, you know, that type of stuff. But don't let anybody do that. It's BS is all they could say.
Okay, but there are also, through no fault of their own, employees of banks or financial institutions or whatever that may go out to coffee at 3 o'clock and hear the wrong things.
Right. So again, my point is I kind of regressed here a little bit. The point is get your documents in a row before something happens.
Absolutely.
Power of attorney, health care director.
PODs.
POD on bank accounts, TODs, TODDs.
I listen.
You do. Good. After 11 years, you should be listening. Number seven, clean up your budget. Go through your bank statement. Go through your credit card statements. Look at the last 90 days and see where you've been spending money.
Look for fraud, too.
Look for fraud, yep. So look for things that can be trimmed from the budget. Now, I know coffee places are very, very, very popular, mm-hmm. and they're very good, thriving businesses, and congratulate everybody that owns those businesses.
Yep.
I'm not a coffee drinker, so again, that's kind of hard to relate paying $5, $6, $7 for a cup of coffee, okay? But there's other ways besides not, if that's one of your vices, that's fine.
Sure.
But again, there are, all of us, myself included, there are things that you're spending money on that you don't need to. Now, I'm not being so frugal you don't enjoy life.
Right.
But you, there are ways to clean up your budget. There's also ways to not buy things on credit. Okay, so if you have a car that's paid for, Nick, I should trade off, get a different car. Why don't you drive it for another year or two, bank that money,
yeah,
and then put a big downstroke on a new car.
Sure.
Or pay cash for it, okay?
Or get another used car.
Or get another slightly gently used car.
Right.
I've done that quite often over the years for my work vehicles. Mm-hmm. Get one that's 6 months old. Sometimes they're $10,000-$12,000 off the sticker price. And it's sick, like my vehicle I drive now, had 6,000 miles on when I bought it.
Right.
I don't know. Now it has 103. I don't notice sure. that it had six when I bought it. Because, so again, clean up your budget. Number eight, I did this 2 years ago, and I believe I told everybody I did
We're
this.
Doing it right now.
Review your insurance?
Absolutely. Yep.
So I was able to do some shopping, met with an independent agent down to Buffalo, and did some consolidation of the car insurance policies, the other stuff we have, our house and everything. And I was able to knock off $1,500. Well, I don't know about you, Bob, but I still appreciate $1,500.
Oh, okay? Absolutely.
Okay, so again, review your insurances.
Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services in studio with us, folks. Their telephone number, 320-258-3688. They are online, of course, at gensfinancial.com. You do not have to attend a workshop to set up an appointment with Niles, but it's a good idea. Gens Financial Services. We'll be back in moments. Niles Gens is in studio with us. Gens Financial Services. Their phone number, 258-3688. Online at gensfinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z. Gensfinancial.com. Niles, some workshops coming up.
Yeah, we Kevin did a workshop last night at the library here in town. Overflowing crowd. Another one April 9th at the Library of Social Security. And then our regular workshops April 10th at Rockwoods down in Otsego. April 11th at Poor Wine and Bistro down Otsego. The 18th of April here at the Coyote Moon here east of town. And the 23rd at the Holiday Inn.
Okay.
He's also doing another, Kevin now, doing one at Social Security on May 1st, which is an overflow one. And he's going to have to book another one or possibly two overflows. Because we're getting the room at the library holds 50-ish people.
Yeah.
And we've got three solid full already. And I think there's a wait list of close to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Social Security is obviously a big topic. We do talk about Social Security at our regular workshop also.
Right. Okay?
So again, a lot of opportunities. And I get asked this. I got this asked yesterday. Niles, you've been doing this for 44 years come August.
Yeah.
Why do you guys keep doing workshops? Well, first off, there's a demand for it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There are people out there that want to learn about Social Security. They want to learn about retirement. Where's a better place to go besides come to a workshop mm-hmm. and sit down and listen to somebody who's been doing this for a long time and get some input?
Right. Okay?
And have the opportunity, if you want to, make an appointment to come see us afterwards to get a second opinion of what your retirement's going to look like. What an opportunity. Now, that's not car sales shtick on you. That's just
no.
fact. Okay.
You said 44 years, right? 1977 you started?
1980.
Okay. Thank you. I'm trying to do the math. I started in 77
okay.
in radio.
Okay.
And people ask me, Bob, they say, Bob, please retire. No. They say, what are you going to hang it up? And it's the same reason that you do what you do.
Yeah.
First of all, it's way fun.
Yep. Yep.
Second of all, the people that you get to meet and the things that you can do for those people. Right? That's why you do your job.
Well, I'll word this properly. I've gotten much smarter mm-hmm. as I get older in this business.
You bet.
Because I learn from people that come in the office.
The questions they ask.
people throw a question. Well, I didn't know the answer to that. Then yep. I could. So it's every day for me is not a repetitive day.
Mm-hmm.
I know today, Wednesday, being April 3rd today.
Yes, sir.
Is different. Going to be different than yesterday. It's going to be different from tomorrow. That keeps you sharp, keeps you going. My problem is I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Not that many people want to set appointments for 4:30.
No, I've tried and nobody wants to come in. So again, today we're talking about 9 ways to spring clean your finances. Just to recap very quickly, we started off with check your credit report, get a better savings rate, get rid of unwanted subscriptions, turn old stuff into cash, deal with debt. Put an estate plan in place, clean up your budget, and then we left off before you went to the news, review your insurance policies. Even if you don't save any money by reviewing your insurance policies, you still should review them every year.
Yeah.
Every 2 years at the most. I sit down with my property and casualty, Tiffany's her name, about the middle of December every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said, okay, we got this, we got this, we got this. Explain to me how stacking works, explains how the PIP works. She knows. She explained it to the year before.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear it again.
And what if you happen to get rid of something that you don't need to insure anymore?
Correct. Or a car becomes older that you don't have to carry collision on it anymore.
Right.
Okay. Also, what we did this last year, a company that we're with gives you credit every year. So we raised our deductible up on our cars to $1,000.
Sure.
People go, that's a big deductible. Yeah, it is. But every year that you're accident-free, it goes down by $100.
Yeah.
So we did that 2 years ago. So now we're down to $800. So next year will be $700, then $600. I have never wrecked a car. I've never scratched
sure.
a car.
Sure.
And it's been, oh my gosh, it's been better part of 15 years since Helene wrecked one of our cars. Okay. So if we run on our track record,
right,
in a few years, we'll be down to a zero deductible.
They'll be paying you.
That's
so, by the way, speaking of insurance, we realize, right, there's been hurricanes, tornadoes,
right.
All this kind of stuff all over the country. Well, those people are insured. If they are insured by your insurance company, chances are good your rates are going to go up because you got to cover that stuff.
Insurances pool with each other.
Right.
So even if your insurance company wasn't involved, it spreads across the whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's called reinsurance.
Yeah.
So if you have a property where you're XYZ company probably insures the first X amount of dollars, then they buy reinsurance or over and above that. So Minnesota is the third highest claims in the country the last couple of years. Expect your homeowner's insurance to be going up 10-15% this year.
Anticipated. Yep. Now, you are not an insurance agent.
No.
You are not a CPA. You are not an attorney. But you deal with this stuff every single day.
Right. So I got to anticipate your homeowner's insurance going up this year. Okay. Anticipate your real estate taxes. You already got the bill on that.
Yeah,
that
we just, did.
That showed up last week.
Sure did.
I didn't even open it. Okay. So review your insurance policies. Number 9, maximize credit card rewards. So I use American Express for business. You get Delta Sky Miles.
Right.
So Helene and I can make a trip of a lifetime sometime in the future
right.
and use our Sky Miles to pay for first class airfare and nice hotel and all that good stuff. Okay. We also use a GM card for personal. We drive Chevrolets most of the time,
mm-hmm.
so you can use those to purchase a new vehicle down the road. There's other rewards, 2% cash back and all that. Take advantage of that stuff.
There's a great little footnote here. Check out Kiplinger's picks for best travel credit cards and best rewards credit cards
right.
to compare some of the best cards on the market today.
Yep. So again, just do some shopping.
Little homework, nice.
Yeah, but I'm not telling you to run up big debt in your credit cards. Don't take that wrong, okay?
No. Yes.
So we're going to wrap up the show today, the last few minutes we got left. 4 unseen icebergs that could sink your retirement plan. Let's go back to a story. Bob, you probably remember this. Back when the Titanic sank.
You know, I was going to be on that ship, but I couldn't afford the passage rate. So
the Titanic was supposedly, can't talk today, unsinkable.
Right.
So it took off our 4-day cruise across the North Atlantic, 1912. 2,200 people on board. I don't know if that's passengers and crew. I assume it's everybody. And more than 1,500 people died. Okay. Why did it crash? Why did it sink? First off, the captain was told that there was potential danger ahead. There are icebergs ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why a professional captain would not take that information and use it, I don't know.
Unsinkable ship.
There's also stories I've read where the ship might have been on fire when it left. The coal might have been on fire when it left, weakening the structure of the ship.
Okay.
The ship was not designed to what happened. It wasn't as unsinkable. So you sit back and think, compare the Titanic to your retirement. Is your retirement unsinkable?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe it should. Maybe it can be. Okay.
Okay. Now, here's why I said that. Because we don't know what's going on 20 years from now.
Granted.
We can try to be as prepared as we can.
Right. So what can affect our Titanic?
Okay.
Okay. Like you just said, mentioned stock market volatility.
Right.
We are running right now the stock. When I say stock market, I mean the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ. Russell 2000, there's a bajillion other indexes. We are either at or close to an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense tells us that it cannot continue to run and run and run. Okay. I don't know when the bubble's going to burst. If I was that smart, Bob, I wouldn't be sitting at KNSI this morning.
Okay? I understand.
But again, the market is at an all-time high or near it. Please be very aware that it could correct itself. Another thing that scares the heck out of me going down the road in the future is taxes.
You bet.
I don't know what these politicians on the East Coast or these politicians east of here down 94 what they're going to do when it comes to taxes. What concerns me is the spend mentality of our elected officials.
How they get votes.
Yep. So, again, very, very leery of taxes in the future, not only in the state and federal level, but the local level. Local levels can put sales taxes on board. They can raise real estate taxes. So beware that right now, the way we sit here in 2024, and then next year, too, we're probably seeing the lowest tax rates we're ever going to see the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Okay. Long-term care. I mentioned before we went to the break, my aunt and uncle are both, she's in the nursing home now. He's going to go in to a double room with her, I think, on Friday, maybe Monday next week. Makes no difference.
Yeah.
I've been hearing through cousins of mine that are their parents, we're looking at $25,000 a month. People own the house. It doesn't cost that much.
Yes, it does.
I beg to differ. Okay. It costs that much to be in a nursing home. Okay. And so he goes, wow, why do they charge so much? They're making money hand over fist. Nursing homes, most of them are nonprofits. Yep. They're owned by nonprofits. They are not cash cows.
Can you imagine what they have to pay in insurance fees?
Insurance fees and overhead.
Yeah.
You know, and the staffing issue problems they have and things like that. So again, that's not worth arguing about. Long-term care is expensive. Long-term care will destroy almost anybody listening today, your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Almost anybody listening today. Another problem we have, Bob, and I don't know if problem is the right word or not, but longevity.
Yeah, we're living longer.
We don't know how long we're going to live. If we would retire at 65, and if we knew the last day that we were going to be here on Earth was 85,
mm-hmm.
we could plan for that.
Absolutely.
So I have some people now. So I won't make 85. Maybe you won't. Maybe you will.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to plan on you living past that because you don't want to run out of money. So, again, to wrap this part of the show up, again, go backwards on longevity. We don't know how long you're going to live. Long-term care costs, taxes, and stock market volatility are four areas that can sink any retirement plan that's out there. And that's the things we're going to talk about when you come to the workshops. And we're going to talk about that stuff when you come in the office.
All right. By the way, last Friday, Kat and I and her brother and his wife were out at dinner at Mavericks.
Yep.
Waiter comes up, gives us the bill. We sign for it. And I put the pen in my pocket because it was a Gens Financial pen.
You're supposed to leave those there.
I am telling you, that waiter about threw me on the ground. It was wrestling. I need my pen back. I said, I'm sorry. I thought it was mine. Mine was in my coat pocket.
So we have our staff lunch meeting there every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If you haven't gone there for lunch.
Food's great.
Good food there.
Staff is great, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, we gave them that pen. So. Give it back, Bob.
True story. Niles Gins with Gins Financial Services online, GinsFinancial.com, 258-3688. Niles, see you next week.
I'll be here.
All right.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gins Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gins Financial Services.